Oh, hi.
Well, excuse me. I know I'm normally not here naked.
I'm going to add that vomit sound effect at any moment.
But, you know, it's that week.
Dare I ask what week that is?
Well, I'm wearing my birthday suit.
Amazon.com/BigFatty.
Aw.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
Put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys? What's going on,
you
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 8th of August, 2022, in the bone-weary year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavetria Parton. I'm your host, the one, the
fat.
Lots of doctors. Oh, I'm fat. The lot of doctor's appointments, only one here. Mr. Larry H. Bader. That's
Bader, V-E-D-E-R.
And with me is the Vision in Red himself.
Yes.
It's Big Fatty, everyone.
Hi. And we have Young Nicholas here
and
also.
And joining us in the live studio audience is Young Nicholas.
He can hear us. He's got He's got one of the ear bobs in.
And it's a fabulous Dorothy's Born ear bob.
Yes.
Yeah, indeed. It is. It is, really. When I think of Young Nicholas, it's true. That's who I think of.
You think of Dorothy's Bornak?
It's yes. Yes, Rose.
Well, he,
that or Blanche. Well, there's that.
He looks great in a, what do they call him, a shift, a sundress?
Probably.
We could ask Miss Lauren that. You know, she could be our fashion expert.
It's true. She is the official fashion expert of the Little Fatty Cast.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a title. Okay. She has business cards, the whole nine yards. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Big Fatty, how are you? How's your week?
Well, it's been a good week. Mm-hmm. It's my whole family.
Mm-hmm.
The hats are dead.
Mm.
My middle brother, sent me a testimonium yesterday that, hey, I'm coming to Charleston on the 17th of August, coming to Charleston on the 18th of August and be there the night of the 18th and the 19th. And then leave on the 20th. Can I stay with you? I said, no. I said, I'll be on a jet plane on my way to...
Roma. Now, yeah. Well, you know, so actually, since your middle brother's going to be here in the Charlestons, can he just water the ferns in Fern Gully?
No.
Oh.
You and Young Nicholas will be held jointly responsible for the death of the ferns. In Fern Gully for that 2-week period.
Well, I guess we should go ahead and say this. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
We're not recording a show while Big Fatty's gone.
Aw. You're not going to get Miss Lauren to do it with you?
You know what? If Young Nicholas or Miss Lauren wants to be on the little show, you just send me a tip of tapamonium, and I won't reply. But I'll just go ahead. No, of course not.
Okay.
But both of you have my cellular telephonic device number, so I'm waiting to hear from you.
Okay. So you'll probably get a text during the show.
Right. Well, my phone is in another room. So now,
so you'll ignore it whether.
today, with it being in the other room, just like you'd ignore it if it were in your hand.
Correct. Correct. Okay. Now, Big Fatty.
Yes.
Have you recovered from the Pride 48?
Well, I didn't know whether to bring this topic up or not. But by the way, do we have any voice letters today?
No.
Okay.
Okay. So you're going to bring up the topic.
You know what topic I'm going to bring up. You know what I'm going to bring up.
I do. And
should I bring it up or not?
You've already brought it up, so let's just do it.
No, well, I don't have to talk about it.
No, I agree. I have to say my piece because it's we're
having, go ahead and say your piece.
We're having a little Princess Holly flashback here, and I just don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy it. So, y'all, it was a fantastic Pride 48 weekend.
Yes,
it was. You know, and I admit I didn't listen to every show. Of course, I was on that Gnag Bang with the Archer.
I can understand why you wouldn't want to listen to that.
Well, I deleted that right out of my podcast feed. Okay. But y'all, and you know, I love the Ding DeBell. My annual listening to DeBell. The Ding DeBell. I love DeBell and John Ong too, of course. But you know, we don't get to hear DeBell.
And you know, as you get older, it'll be it becomes Dung DeBell.
Right. Okay. Swim. Anyway, and so, y'all, but during our live little show, there was a little incident. And, you know, I don't think we handled it appropriately. I would say we were focused on the clock. We were focused on making sure that there was audio going out, and we did not.
We're not making excuses.
Right. No excuses.
Guilty as charged.
Yeah, but we didn't say what should have been said, which was, children, behave. Treat others with the respect that you would ask to be treated. Now, let
me just jump in here for a second.
Okay.
We have a little bit at the end of every one of these shows.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That I'm a little wishy-washy as to whether we're going to continue that or not.
Right. But
it's obviously a bit.
It's a bit, and there's a problem with when you say things in the chat room, and that is there's no inflection, there's no tone, there's no context. Yes. And so while I choose to believe that nothing was said in malice, it was a malice intent, rather, with malice is intent. But while I choose to believe that, I don't know, because...
Right. Plus, there were other things going on with others
right.
that weekend that people didn't know about. So,
right. Anyway. So, yeah. And I don't know all the things. And so, everyone, we need to be sure that
let's make this a blockbuster event.
Yes.
Not only do we need to rewind. But we need to be kind.
Yes. And there are certain jokes that we have. And Daniel Brewer is the first one to call us out on our little sometimes inside jokes or inside baseball, if you will, where people don't know what we're talking about. So we're going to be a little mindful of that. We don't talk baseball. We don't talk the sports on here. But yeah, so...
We barely know what we're talking about.
I will say that I love everyone involved equally, almost equally. but, you know, some people I don't know that well. I love you all equally. I choose to believe that you meant nothing hateful or harmful, but let's all just be more mindful of what we say. Again... If you wanted, all any of you had to do was send me a message and say, I have something I'd like to say. Can I join the broadcast? And you could have said it with your jokes and your tone and your inflection, and that would have probably been okay. But
okay, and let's not drag it on.
No, so
it's a blockbuster moment. We're going to rewind.
Yep.
And we're going to be kind.
Right, and that's what we did. I mean, if anyone's known for being kind, it's us. Where are those crickets?
Where are the crickets? Okay.
So, love all of you. Y'all, I thought it was a great weekend, but I have a call to action, if you will.
Uh-oh.
Y'all, several times over the weekend, people said something that bothered me.
Uh-oh.
And that was, Well, there's, you know, there's just hardly anybody's participating anymore. So, y'all, next year's the last Pride 48. And, y'all, I got a text from Scotty saying, Scotty and I discussed this. So, I'm not Scotty the Lizzie, little Aussie battler. So, I said this to Scotty, and I'm going to say it to all of you. But, y'all, if you want more people to participate, I know some of you listen to podcasts that are the GUH podcast and the whatever, and the allies. Y'all send them an email next year, next June, and say, we'd love for you to participate. That's the only way you're going to get people to participate. So everyone's welcome. Give them the instructions on how to contact Daniel or Adam and let them participate. Say, I'm a big fan. I'd love to hear you stream live. You could get some new listeners out of this. So, yeah, that's how you get people to participate. Big Fatty said he wanted 48 hours of live streaming next year. It's going to take more
than
20
shows. I've come to regret that statement.
You know, it's going to take 48 shows to do that.
Although, if we have Taylor and Taffy do, oh my God, they're still talking, for the overnight show on Friday.
Right.
And Donna Sugars doing, readings of pornography on Saturday night. You know, that's the worst times right there. And the old people, they're up at 8, you know, up at the ass crack of dawn.
Breakfast with Larry H. Vader was really not a stretch.
Well, but the last time we did it, you were much younger. Now, you've been up an hour before that would ever even start.
Right. The last time we did it, y'all, you just made coffee with me that morning. And, you know, we sat and chat about everything that happened the day before. I would be happy to do that again, but nobody wants to listen to just the same few people talk for 48 hours. So if you've got a podcast, think about who you listen to. And I promise to do the exact same thing. They're not all going to say yes, but, you know, podcasters have egos, and they like to have them stroke.
What?
Uh-huh. So, yeah. So, anyway. All right. Moving on.
Yes. Oh, excuse me.
Y'all, I had a doctor's appointment this week.
Uh-oh.
I went to the cardiologist.
By the way, did I see that the old gal and you are going to trade cardiologist stories?
Yeah, maybe he can fill in on one of the little shows while you're gone. We can just talk about our trips to the cardiologist. Yeah.
Oh, that would be it.
It's exhilarating content. Y'all,
I only had a heart.
Y'all, there's nothing really to say. The cardiologist wasn't too concerned about me, but I did have to wear one of the heart monitors.
Yes, you called me and showed it. Y'all, it looked like he was turning into the Borg.
It's true. It was this little black box I had glued to my chest for 24 hours. But but y'all, everything, they think it's okay. I'm going to have a couple of little tests done, but no worries. But y'all, the most terrible part of the whole experience was I got there, and I admit I got there right on time. I did not get there early. My doctor is in Latson, and it was forever away. And
yes,
got there, and y'all, I was the youngest one by 22 years in the waiting room.
No surprise there.
And it was awful. Everyone's phones are ringing on full volume. They're all talking to themselves. They're having conversations about this, that, and the other. It was deafening in the waiting room of old people being old.
And by phones ringing, you mean the jitterbug.
Oh, 100%. Y'all, we saw the doctor. He did ask how Big Fatty was doing. And then Big Fatty. I bet you know Big Fatty. And I was like, I won't hold that against you. Mm-hmm. And anyway, but y'all was leaving and somebody was getting wheeled out in an ambulance.
Oh,
that is how it went. So
that checkup didn't go well or came just in time.
Right. Well, no, he hadn't been back to see the doctor yet. He had been there about an hour and a half early. Because, you know, the old people like to get there early. And he had been talking to himself at full volume, filling out the 14 pieces of paper that you had to fill out before they'd see you. So,
The NIP?
It was not the NIP. Although, could have been.
Okay.
a little bit young to be the nip. But anyway, so that happened. Had to return the heart monitor on Friday. Y'all, with the gas, the price it is, I was like, Doctor, I'm going to need you to get an office a little closer to my house, because it was like 15, 20 miles each way.
Ooh.
I know. I was like, this is a very expensive trip to the doctor. So,
well, speaking yeah. of, were you done with that?
That's all. So okay. Everything was okay.
Speaking of the doctor, you know, I've signed up for the monkeypox vaccine.
I heard that. Just in time for it not to be effective during your cruise, but that's okay.
Well, you know, some protection is better than none.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't get the monkeypox.
Anyway, I've made the appointment for the day before we leave. I've made it for the Tuesday the 16th in the afternoon.
Okay.
But when I called, the lady says, I can't. I ask, are there any earlier appointments? And she says, well, the schedule for the Somerville Clinic will not be released until Monday morning, the 8th, the day everybody hears this. So Monday morning, I'm going to get up and I'm going to call and see if I can get rescheduled for earlier this coming week. And get my first shot then.
Well, nothing says. Well, I don't know. I got nothing. I am not eligible for the monkeypox vaccine because, well, I'm not a whore. But
excuse me.
Right. I know. I mean, you know, I don't have the gentleman caller, so I feel pretty confident that I'm not gonna contract the monkeypox, but with your
Nicholas is finding this to be a little questionable.
Well, look, there ain't been nobody up in the Vader family compound in so long.
Thank God you said compound.
Right. Right. Well. Right. You know, whereas Big Fatty has the gentleman who call. Daily.
I already have one scheduled for Tuesday. This is the muscly gentleman caller on Tuesday.
I mean, I'm surprised you don't have a digital calendar so that you can block
your
time.
Well, I do have, you know, I do have one of those signs now serving.
Right. Well, you know, I believe young Nicholas has caught a glimpse of the young muscly one as he was departing.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I caught a glimpse of the... the young 30-year-old as he
was. No, that's a different one.
Oh, different one.
Yeah.
Well, young Nicholas, I'm going to need you to get on it. I'm going to need to know who the young muscly one is and how.
No, he's not young. He's 50-something.
Oh, okay.
But delicious.
Okay. Well, you
know
what?
I've been playing with him for 20 to 30 years.
Oh.
So. Probably 20, 25.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for
you. I thought
that
was just laughter.
It's time to play dead or alive.
Oh, right. It's that game where everyone is amused in the background of this Zoom. But also, it's the game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day. I regale you all with my knowledge of pop culture by telling you who they are and if they're dead or alive. So, Big Fatty... August 8th, birthday.
Roger Federer.
Roger Federer, alive. And
okay, and we would know him from?
He is the tennis player.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, Roger Federer is indeed alive, and he's a tennis player. He's won 20 Grand Slam events.
Uh-huh. Oh, let me just do this. Because I don't get to do that very often.
You don't get to do that often. Right. Dr. Bob Smith.
Dr. Bob Smith. Well,
I don't expect you to get this one.
Why not? That's easy.
Well, you'll find out.
Dr. Bob Smith is dead.
Okay.
And
we would know him from?
He was an afternoon TV talk show host. Kind of like the modern day Jerry Springer, but he was way back.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Dr. Bob Smith is indeed dead, and the reason you wouldn't know him is that he was an American physician and co-founder of Alcoholics Anonymous.
Don't
want to go to a meeting.
Hi, my name is Larry, and I'm fat. All right.
Esther Williams.
Esther Williams, dead as a doornail.
Uh-huh.
And Esther Williams was an actress. And we would know, I don't know what she was in, but it was old-timey stuff.
Old-timey Esther.
Probably black and white, I'm sure.
Ooh. Esther Williams is indeed dead. But she was an American swimmer and actress. She was in all the different swimming extravaganzas.
Right.
The reason I chose Esther Williams is I have been to Esther Williams' house in the Hollywood Hills.
Ooh.
Yes. And
she had a dinner party?
No, she wasn't there, but my friend, we'll call him Larry, was working on a project, and she was one of the judges on that project.
Ooh.
And they became friends and kept in touch, and she always said, if you're ever out in Hollywood, let me know. And so he let her know, and she wasn't there, but she says, come on by, so-and-so will be here. And you can visit. And so we went. It was lovely. All right, you got time for one more?
We can squeeze in one or two more.
All right, Robin Quivers.
Robin Quivers. Huh. That was a little bit harder. That was a little bit harder. Uh-huh. There are several Robin Quivers, so I just want to make sure I get the right one.
Yeah.
So, dead.
You won't. Okay.
Dead. Okay. Robin Quivers was the original host of the 60 Minutes on the CBS.
Robin Quivers, original host of 60 Minutes.
Uh-huh.
No, that was Morley Safer. But I can see how you would get those confused. Robin Quivers is alive and is the co-host on the Howard Stern Show.
Oh. Is that thing still on? Okay.
Yes. All right. Last one. This kind of brings it home. Deborah Norville.
Deb Norville. Okay.
Excuse me, Deb Norville.
Right. You say Deborah Norville like someone who's uneducated, I tell you.
Excuse me.
Deb Norville is alive.
Okay, and we would know her from?
I don't know that most people would, but she's just an actress. She's in every Hallmark movie ever made, just about. Either plays the mother or the crazy old lady who offers some sage advice. That's Deb Norville.
Mm-hmm. Is she in a lot of the Christmas ones?
Yeah.
You know, those will be starting soon.
Oh, September. Cannot wait. Or October.
Deborah Norville is indeed alive.
Okay.
She's 2 years younger than Big Fatty.
Oh.
And she used to work in the news here in Charleston.
Oh.
And she is the host of Inside Edition.
I'll just give myself that. Speaking of things that are dead or alive, Inside Edition is still on the air?
Yes, every afternoon between Weather Rat reports.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
4:30. 4:30 on the... By the way, I was taken aback. On Sunday. On Saturday when the Weather Rat was filling in for the Weekend Rat.
Okay.
And this can only mean one thing.
Oh, what's that?
It means that Dr. Stone is coming to Charleston.
Ah.
Because every time he comes to Charleston, the Weather Rat goes on vacation. And so you know he was filling in over the weekend so that others would fill in for him while he's on vacation. And Dr. Stone arrives on Saturday.
Ah. Now, have you officially mentioned that Dr. Stone arrives on Saturday?
Let me officially mention that Dr. Stone arrives on Saturday.
Okay, because I'm not sure that... I mean, I knew that, but I'm not sure that most people
You don't think
that.
Dr. Stone knew that?
Well, I question... Look, Doc Stone and I are having a little bit of a tiff because...
Uh-oh.
I may have questioned his sanity a little bit for going on this cruise with you. So
Cruise of a Lifetime.
I was like, and then he said something that it wasn't necessarily a complaint. It was a concern. I don't remember what it was. And I was like, look, you chose to, you are flying halfway across the world with the fat person.
Right.
I have no sympathy for anything. Y'all, that's the last time we spoke. I was like, I just can't. There are many things I would do for Big Fatty. Travel with him.
You've traveled with me before.
Like I said, there are many things I would do for Big Fatty. Travel with him. It's been about 15 years.
Oh, has it been that long?
And hopefully. It's been a while. It's been a minute. So, okay. Yeah.
So what you got going on this week?
Well, y'all, Father Hat is not well, as I've mentioned before. Y'all, he's finally going to see a specialist at the medical university.
Oh.
So, the hats are going to be coming down, but y'all, so not that they couldn't stay with me. I'd prefer they not, but they could, because whatever. But y'all, the hat can't get up the steps. My bedroom and bathroom are on the second floor of the Vader family compound.
Nope.
So he can't get up the steps. So y'all, they're having to stay in a hotel.
Are you putting in the Acorn chair lift?
Well, I reached out to see, we're trying to be nice. I reached Yeah, my friend Big Ed has gotten one. The VA.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The VA was like, you need to have one of those. And so, y'all, they've come and put it in. I think he just rides it up and down all day long just because he can.
Did he have to get the heavy-duty one?
Probably. But we're being nice.
By the way, I don't know if you noticed, but I said duty.
But, y'all, trying to... There's a hotel right there near the medical university.
And yes.
And it's somewhere that we stayed when I was a kid and we came to the Charlestons.
Oh.
But y'all, they only have valet parking. Because there's no parking on the peninsula anymore.
No, well, you would want valet parking.
Right. And the medical university also has the valet parking, and it's $10. Y'all, the Hat Arena is in a tizzy about the valet parking. Cause she's
Can
never,
you get them a coupon for it?
I offered to just pay for it. Now, with the hotel, it's included. And honestly, it's the Father Hat can't walk any distance. So why wouldn't you want the valet parking?
Right.
Like, you pull up out front, you throw the keys at Larry, and you go on about your business.
And he says, thank you for dropping me off your car. I'm going to run and get me a biscuit.
Right. And I said, just bring some dollar bills or fives, maybe a five, and then just give him a five. Give a fiver every time. And this is going to get very expensive. Well,
not to be confused with fiber.
Well, right. Y'all, the Father Hat has to take the fiber because, you know, he's taking the iron supplement. So I've heard all about that. So, but somehow he's thinking that we're going out to dinner, that he'll be able to go out to dinner. So, y'all, I'm going to need all of the good vibes while Big Fatty is gone.
All the good vibes.
Because it is going to be
Well, we've all rewound, and now we're going to be wound up.
Right. So I'm sure whenever we record, when you get back from the little cruise, there's going to be an update.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh! Now, let me ask this. Are we not recording next Sunday?
Sure.
Dr. Stone will be here. I don't know if you had heard that or not.
Okay, well, maybe he and I can record. Maybe he, I, and young Nicholas can record. You can just take a week off.
Nice.
Yeah,
that'd
you
be
can
nice.
Just sit in the back. Yeah, yeah. So, okay. I have not heard from Dr.
Maybe
Stone.
Maybe pre-record with Dr. Stone and young Nicholas.
Oh, there you go. There you go. We could do all of those things because, you know, I'm not busy.
Fat. Oh! Now that we're bitless, not really quite sure how we should finish it all up. Maybe we'll just listen to the music. What do you think?
I think that's best, because there's no way we can resist. A bit.
Resist what?
A bit.
Oh.
I think we both know.
It's kind of like, you know, like a horse has a bit.
Ah.
You know, they put it in their mouth. So they can't go, Wilbur.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
By the way, have you ever tasted a salt lick?